I mean, could you?
That's all you do is read the stuff
No.
Go out to Tom.
No, this
I want to talk to you sometimes.
Do you realize that a lot of what you say is the same as me saying something like, hey, Goo.
Give it to me.
Ben Simmons has been in the lab. You see him taking threes? Because I have. I've seen him taking threes in an empty gym. That's not the lab.
No.
Anyway.
We got Switzer coming up. This is a big game.
Yeah.
But your chest is out like they're not going to lose it because the spread's down to four. One, 6.5. We don't know if Debo's playing. Sonny, how do you have pneumonia on Monday, get out to hospital, help me out maybe Tuesday?
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's playing, but would you even risk going out there?
Why? If he's healthy, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't he?
Well, I'm just saying, can the body take that? Pneumonia on Monday?
I got to believe Debo Samuel, pretty strong guy, pretty young. Relatively healthy.
Well, he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now
it's serious. Unbelievable.
You are, boy.
Oh, my God.
If I could tell you what you really were.
That was one of your tough moments the other day.
Dude, I went on Twitter at Steinman Sports. I went on Twitter and apologized once I found out. And then Shasky ripped me while I was on
you my
sickbed. He goes, Guru ripped Debo, I said, that was before we knew what was going on. And all I said, like Bonte, I love him, because he was like, the optics didn't look too cool.
What are you talking about?
If you're sick, go. Don't get everybody else
sick.
Oh,
so don't try to play.
That's why I was out. No.
Oh, okay. Don't even try.
He was ruled out. Go home or go in there and watch the game. Don't infect everybody like I did when I stayed home, thinking of you guys.
You stayed home.
Yeah, let it out. Yeah, you've been talking. Let it out. Don't go.
You know what? I'm just going to say
what you're going to say.
That was the worst take I've ever heard. One of your worst all time takes. Starney, I got a real problem with Debo Samuel trying to play and then realizing he can't.
See, you missed.
Okay, maybe he tried to play and he's like, you know what? I may have pneumonia. See?
So I'll sit out here in the air and get everybody else. That's
you
where
you're
I was
getting
saying.
Fresh air?
Before
that's
we found out
just
say
it was a bad taste. That's fine. I've had a couple over my illustrious 32-year career.
I since apologized. Look it up. You following me on your new Twitter account?
Hey, you know
what? You got a picture on there now.
Yes, sir. Slowly but surely.
The boss made you do it. I knew he wasn't going to let you skate.
The boss made me do nothing. And I'll tell you what. Say it again, and I'll delete my account right away. Okay,
hey,
so
I was in his office 20 times. Make him get it. He's got to have it. It's hurting his show.
61 followers. I'm up to 61 followers with a profile picture.
And you have 50 on the last one? Or more than that, 50,000.
Nah, 35.
Yeah,
I lost count. The number got so high.
I got 15.
We're efforting Barry Switzer, former Oklahoma University coach and Dallas Cowboys coach, won a Super Bowl, won three national titles.
They haven't been back since he was the coach. That's 1995. Wow.
Five?
Yeah.
Is it 1995?
FIBA. That's what we call five in the dice gang. FIBA.
Nobody calls it that.
Because you never rolled dice in your life. Little Joe Bagdell? Come on, Steiny.
You're right. I've never played dominoes. I've never played dominoes. I don't understand
dice.
It.
Shooting dice.
Liar's dice. We have the Yahtzee container. We got Barry. Thank goodness.
I'm going to get fired for laughing at the job, man.
All right. All guests on 95.7 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us right now, Dallas Cowboys head football coach, 1994 to 97. He's got a Super Bowl ring, three national titles with Oklahoma. Barry, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You bet. I'm glad to join you guys today.
All right. What was a bigger rivalry, Oklahoma, Nebraska, or Dallas, San Francisco? You lived through both of them.
Well, I tell you, the Nebraska-Oklahoma game wasn't much game for the people in Dallas or San Francisco, but it was big for us here in Oklahoma because it was always the Big 8 Conference Championship and who went to the Orange Bowl. And usually back in the day when I played Nebraska, we were usually playing for number one or number two in the country. We were the dominant football teams, us in Miami and Nebraska at that time. And those that got there we usually would win the national championship with playing in the Orange Bowl because it was the last game played of the year. But I know how important this game was when I was at the Cowboys, because the 49ers and the Cowboys were the two dominant teams in college pro football at that time. And Jimmy and Jerry had put together a great group of athletes that I was fortunate to have there when I came to coach. And we tried to start a free agency. The year I came into the league, they started siphoning players off. We started losing players, but we still had the triplets, Aikman, Emmett, and Urban, and a good offensive line and pretty good defense, and we were still a contender. But the game I remember of all my games with 49ers was obviously the one we played for the championship my first year there.
They didn't throw the flag!
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm telling you what, we spot you 21 points in the first 5 minutes of the ball game. And Ricky Jackson, he catches a ball, he runs it back. Next pass, we hit Urban on a post route, an eight route for about 18 yards. Eric Pope reaches through his arms and knocks the ball out. Merlin Hank catches it on a bounce, one bounce, runs in the end zone. We're down 14 to nothing. Then they kick off to us, and Kevin Williams gets the ball in the end zone, runs it up our sidelines, and fumbles a damn ball at the 32-yard line. And then you take a seven-play drive, and Steve Young, they put it in the end zone, and we're down 21 to nothing the first 5 minutes. You know what you say to a team when you're down 21 to nothing in the first 5 minutes of the game? You know what you say to them?
What?
You call them all up, and you put a smile on your face. You know what you say? I remember looking at Nate Newton, all his offensive line. Hey, guys, you know what's great about being down 21 to nothing the first 5 minutes of this game? You know what's great about it? You know what? They thought I was nuts. That's, you know, 5 minutes to go in the game, might as well get on the bus. But we had 55 minutes. You know what we did? We got back 21-14 in the first half. And I kicked myself in the butt all the way to the locker room, because I told Ernie, we got the ball back with about a minute and 15 seconds to go in the first half. And we're down only. We gained some momentum. We scored the last two drives. We had 80 yards drives to score. And I tell Ernie Zampezi, my offensive coordinator, run them at three downs in a row. If we don't make a first down, we'll punt the ball, and there ain't going to be any time left on the clock. And I tell you, he talks to me, and he says, oh, Coach, we just scored. Let's go get 3 points. We can score. We'll get some points. You let me go for it. I let him talk me into going for it. We threw three incomplete passes. We punted the ball away, and then you hit Jerry Rice on a fingertip catch right going out of the end zone right before the half, no time left on the clock. And we go to the locker room down now, 28-14. You knew what to do. Your gut told you exactly what to do, but you let your offensive coordinator talk you into this. But I'm telling you what, I was so damn much. Ernie wouldn't look at me at halftime. I promise I looked over at him. He's ducking and dodging. But, that was a killer right there. But anyway, you know, you don't come back from 21 to nothing down when you spot that to San Francisco 49ers back in that era. You know, that was a killer. But anyway, it was a great, next year you got bumped off, knocked off by somebody. Before we won the championship, and we go to the Super Bowl, we beat Pittsburgh for the championship the next year, Super Bowl. But you lost to someone. I forgot that year. It was kind of an upset. We beat Green Bay that year. We beat Green Bay to go win the championship to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. No, we beat Green Bay. And I don't know who y'all lost to.
Well, the Niners beat the Chargers in 94. Remember, that's when they got theirs after beating you guys in that game that you talk about.
Yeah, but anybody's going to beat the Chargers. Nothing.
Oh, guys.
The Super Bowl was played that day in San Francisco.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't anybody. We already hung half 100 on the damn Chargers earlier in the year, so anybody's going to beat their ass for the Super Bowl. You know that. But anyway, it was two good teams. Both of us had great teams, and it was how the game was played. You make some mistakes, you're probably gonna win the damn game, and they did because we made the most mistakes. But anyway, it was a it was a good run back in.
Hey, Barry, it's always great talking to a living legend. Let me ask you a question about your friend and your former boss, because what's sad from a Cowboy fan standpoint is the Cowboys have not been to the great Super Bowl, Barry, nor the NFC Championship since you've taken them. What's going on? Is Jerry in his own way? Can you do the owner GM thing? Because they've had players, but how can the star not have been back in almost 35 years, man?
Let me tell you something. The media beats up on Jerry all the damn time about this, but I'm going to tell you something. Jerry never interfered with us. He never got in the huddle. He never called a play. He was never defensive staff meeting. He was for setting the defensive game plan or offensive game plan. He didn't get involved in that. He got involved in the draft. That was all his thing in free agency. But he didn't get involved in the analytical part of the game. And he gets beat up on that. But he didn't. And I coached Jerry. I coached Jerry in college. Jerry played at Arkansas. I was a coach at Arkansas. I knew Jerry extremely well because he made his first fortune in the oil and gas business here in Oklahoma, and I was the head coach at Oklahoma for years, and I socialized with him. I knew the guy. I loved him. He was great to me. Media likes to beat up on people, and they beat up on my ass when I went down there. The media did, and because why? Because I coached in Oklahoma, and I beat Texas ass every damn year in the Cotton Bowl. So half the riders down there didn't like my ass anyway because they went to Texas. They were all for Texas. But anyway, it was a time that we were really good and we were dominant. But things have happened, free agency and draft, and they just hadn't been able to get it done. And I don't know. I can't give you the answers. I don't live in their house. I've always people ask me things about the Cowboys and other programs. I tell you, until you live there, you know what goes on. That's the only way you know is you got to live in the house before you can tell you what goes on in the house.
Barry Switzer joining us on 95.7 The Game. Barry, you were, they always talk about in pro sports when a college coach goes to the pros and how challenging it is or it was. How challenging was it? What was the biggest difference between Oklahoma and coaching the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, let me tell you, football is football. You got 11 players out there, and the college game's probably got not as good as I had a lot of first round draft choices. Now I had a lot of good players at Oklahoma. That's why we won a lot of ball games, but a lot of championships. But I'm gonna tell you, the pro games is the best of the best. You got guys there, but the game is still the same way. Mm. You just got more time to spend with them. The game is no different. You prepare the same way. Everybody gets ready mentally and physically to play the game, but psychologically it's the same things, played from the neck up and getting ready to play. It's the team that makes the fewest mistakes and usually wins the ball game. The same thing as win for you in college that does the pro game. But, people make more out of it than should be. It's not that much difference in the game. In fact, pro football is easier than the college game. Mm. College really is, because in pro football you get to coach. That's all you do is coach football. You meet, you prepare, right, and all that. Hey, college, you're spending more time with the kids off the field and doing things with them and chow hall and things like getting to know them and preparing them for the future. They're 17, 18 year old kids. You're doing more that way and helping them go to class, get their assignments, study hall. All these things are involved. It makes it a hell of a lot harder. But pro football is nothing but football, and we spent a lot of time at that. And college coaches do the same thing. Hell, we meet till 2 o'clock in the morning too. And you look at the game today. I'm gonna tell you what: most every pro team today has got college guys coaching it. They've all been in college and shit. So there's that ain't any different. College coaches are good. Pro coaches are good. They've all coached the game and it's usually who the best players are and who plays the game the better than the other one does when they play. It's a team that makes the fewest mistakes usually wins the damn thing.
Man, Barry, I hear you talking. Let's talk about what you specialize in, coaching. Out here, we got I call him the great Kyle Shanahan. 4 straight NFC championship games, 2 Super Bowl losses. I feel like they should have won. They didn't, Barry. But fan is short for fanatic. We got people calling the show, and they want change. And I'm like, are you crazy?
You're crazy, Jake.
Okay, talk to us about that. When you get close and try to get over.
He's a hell of a football coach. Done a great job. You know, let me tell you, you know who Mike Shanahan, his daddy?
Yeah.
Coached for me. I gave him his first college job. He came out of Eastern Illinois. He was a wishbone quarterback in high school. I hired him back in the 70s to coach for mid 70s. He was on my staff, Mike Shanahan. In fact, we won the national championship in 74, 75 back to back. We had our 50th anniversary, and Mike Shanahan came back for that and came back and spent time with because he was on that coaching staff back then. So he came back to visit with all those guys. So, no, these guys, my Kyle Shanahan is a great coach, and I give it to him. And don't beat up on him. I tell you what, we saw how the Bryantville game was lost and all that. But, man, I remember it too. So, anyway, when you get down there, both teams are pretty damn equal, you know, when you play. And here it comes down to the mistakes that are made.
Go ahead.
Are you still
watching? Like, do you watch the Cowboys every week?
No.
You got better things? No, you got better things to do?
I watch it. It hurts too much.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you sound great.
Yeah,
you sound like you're still the same old Barry Switzer we grew up with in a way.
I'm only 87.
I know. I wasn't going to mention that.
Sound good, baby.
Who are you still close to? That you either coached against or somebody now. I mean,
for young guys. I'm fortunate to still be healthy and still being able to get around okay. And I got my mind. And the guys I played with called me every other day and asked me the same damn question they asked me the day before. But I handled the same way, answered the same way. But, I've just been lucky and everything's worked out for me. And hope it continues, dude.
Let me ask you a quick question. We got two quarterbacks, Dak Prescott, who a lot of people are down on, gotten paid twice in Dallas, 8 years, no championship game visits. And then you got Mr. Irrelevant, Barry, comes out of nowhere, taking his team to the Super Bowl, a couple NFC championship games. Who's got the edge this Sunday night when it comes to the two quarterbacks?
Well, you know, I liked Brock when I saw him play at Iowa State. I saw him play his career here at Oklahoma. I mean, at Oklahoma, I got to see Iowa State play. And I thought he's a hell of a quarterback then. He was I was shocked he was drafted that low. Mm. I really was, because I saw the guy play. And hadn't he proven to everybody, when he just shows up right away, he's better than everybody said he was, right?
Yeah.
Drafted, without a doubt. And I thought from the beginning. I said, hey, they made a mistake on this guy. I've seen that they make it on other guys too. But anyway, Dak is taking a lot of heat and still going to take a lot of heat. Paid a lot of money. I think if he hadn't been paid as much, no one would give a damn. But they paid a lot of money to keep this guy, and that's why he catches so much heat, because the performance level is not equal to what he's paid.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy right now is making $1 million. I think if he gets paid $50 million next year, people are going to look at him differently.
No, hell yeah, they will.
Hey, Barry, let me ask you this. Do you think the game is being officiated soft? I know in your era it was different, but for me, I tell my partner all day, I just cry. Like, there's too many damn flags.
Well, you know, there are flags, and we look at them. And the ones that bother me are the ones that an offensive player puts his head in position to have a helmet tackle-to-tackle situation. And it is not intentional. There are too damn many calls like that, and the referees go with the damn against the defensive player. The damn defensive player is always going to have his head lower than the offensive player. Mm-hmm. The offensive player always puts his head down at the last second. The butt into the guy or run tough on him, and he puts his head in position to get them drilled by headgear to headgear. And I just bothers me about that call right there.
Hey, Barry, real quick, the last week Jerry Jones was doing an interview with a flagship station, and he got a little upset, and he said, you know what, I'll get some other guys in here to ask these damn questions. What was your relationship like with the media when you were both in Dallas and Oklahoma?
Mine was horrible with the media. LSU guys were terrible to me. And I always, when I got first got there, I always told them, I know half of you guys are against me and half of you might be for me. But just all I ask you to be fair, and I'll be fair to you guys. But I know the ones that are against me, and I remember that because I coached. I was in the Cotton Bowl every year playing Texas.
Right.
Every year for 25 years now, guys. So I know who was pulling against me, who wrote the bad stories, who wrote the negative things. And I knew the same writers, really. The same writers write pro football, too. So anyway, I knew who the good guys were, and I appreciated those guys, and I treated them fairly. And I treated everybody fairly. But when you told me you're not a good guy to me, piss on you. I don't have anything to do with you.
Hey, Barry, thanks so much, man, for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. If you watch the game on Sunday, I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, I will, sir. Enjoy being with you guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Barry Switzer, courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Sounding relaxed. It is vibrant. It's all outdoors, man.
You still have a dump button?
Yeah, that dude.
Had to use it five times.
Sonny, he can sell water in the rain. That's old school, man. Wow.
The beauty is,
Pete Switzer,
the boss, can only blame himself because he booked that one.
That's old school, though, right
Barry
there.
Barry Switzer.
He knew Kyle's daddy. Their relationships run deep. So he was like, nah, Kyle don't need to go anywhere.
Dude,
man.
I hope I'm like that at 87.
I hope I get to 87.
Oh, I will.
Knock on wood.
I won't.
Well, you had hip surgery. I'm just saying you went under the knife.
That's going to elongate my life because it's going to keep me active longer.
No, I was just saying that my wife's... No, I won't say it. She had an aunt that had basic knee surgery, passed, didn't make it through. Anytime you go, you know what I mean?
No, I don't
want to be negative.
No, I know. And knees are way more complicated than hips.
Man, the ball coach, the 87... He said, you treated me fair. Hey, he's high on Brock. I guess he saw him play a lot at Iowa State. But, Stoney, this is a big game for him, right?
It's a big game for the Niners.
But there are two scoreboards now.
This is like Kuminga.
But as we come down the home stretch, and I know we still got a bunch of games left for the Niners, but we talked about the rat on the table, which is he's got a blank check, you know. I would like to see the pulse of Niner fans. If let's just say he comes in and has a game like Arizona or last week,
do they win or lose?
Well, see that. Wow. Let's just say they lose.
Well,
they're not losing to this mess of a team.
If they lose to the Cowboys,
Dallas is a mess, Donnie.
They have a better record than the Niners.
All right, but you understand?
No,
all right.
No.
I love my man.
No, I don't understand. Is Philly a mess?
No. They were
a week ago.
Yeah, but it looks like your boy is picked.
Oh.
Got him going in the right direction.
Sirianni's changing like Jed York? Oh, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. It's 1 week. Now, what do you want to say?
I'm sorry. Nothing.
Kind of a button in all the time. I am to you.
No, that was great. That was like my uncle talking to me.
Yeah, Barry Switzer's pretty good. Absolutely pretty good. We got to find out about... well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I wonder where he resides.
I got to believe somewhere in the Southwest.
I'm saying Florida.
I'm saying Texas. You know what I forgot is...
That was great.
He was, even though he knew Jerry Jones, when he came in, he was an outsider.
Yeah.
Because...
But they had
Oklahoma is not Texas.
Yeah, right.
They don't like each other.
But him, if you want, they got I forget the name of it. I'll Google it here. But all
the
three of them, Jimmy, Jerry, and Barry got ties.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah,
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, his youngsters.
Yeah, that was great stuff back in the day. I used to do some newspaper work back in the day, and be covering those games with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Santa Rosa Press Democrat.
Santa Rosa Press Democrat.
My man.
It's got one of the, it was like a machine. It's like a journalism machine. They pumped out some just incredible journalists.
You want to give me one more?
Mike Silver.
Oh, okay.
Guy named Mike Wise.
Okay.
Worked for the New York Times.
I had it.
They had, Brian Murphy,
okay,
who ended up writing for the Chronicle, worked there. Did Matt Maiocco work there?
Well, that's, you get, that's
see,
a few.
This is one of those things where, well, me, yeah. But no, that
what
was one
of Lowell Cone.
Yes, he okay. worked at the Santa Rosa Press
Democrat.
I like
a good memory. And Barry's in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want to start going down the Santa Rosa Press Democrat because they've had a lot, and I don't want to forget anybody.
All right, I got you.
But anyway, Barry Switzer. He's a piece of work.
So he still watches the game. He just didn't want to make it, so he just watches Dallas. He's watching everything.
Yeah, I think he watches everything. Yeah. But it does sound like he's not crazy about what's going on in Dallas. Well, how can you be, right?
Yeah.
This is right on the money. 6-5-0.
Really? I don't got it.
Goo, you have to come to terms that the Dallas Cowboys are allowed to beat the Niners. There are no absolutes in the NFL.
No, I get that.
Do you?
But what I'm using your theory.
Do you?
Did it work last time? Oh, yeah. No, it didn't. The Niners are going to be the more desperate team.
Well, this week it's a wash.
No, it's not.
No, I didn't say that. That was half of what I said. Half.
So you don't believe stuff off the field, a meddling owner questioning and saying that the coach is calling bad plays, going in front of the media 2 days a week, the drama, landing the airplane on the practice field, making it all
it was
about
a helicopter.
You. Helicopter. You don't think that stuff matters?
Not really.
And now there's a big write-up on ESPN about the Dallas Cowboy facility.
Yeah.
That the Rats? Players feel like... I got to be careful here.
Yeah, you want to get it right.
They give people tours of the star. So guys are working out shirtless or whatever.
Nice.
And then here come fans on a tour.
Yeah.
And they feel like that's knocking them off their game of getting ready.
Yeah, because they play in front of empty stadiums.
Well, I'm just telling you, players, this article on ESPN.
You're not wrong about that.
But what? We do it all the time when somebody in sales.
I said you're not wrong
about
that.
No, I like it because when I'm performing and somebody walks by and you get all paranoid, I wave. I can, okay,
right,
you're trying to sell.
You lose your train of thought.
Stop. You miss me.
925. Steiny, when I was an EMT, we took someone in for hip surgery and they died on the operating table.
I don't change the subject.
Jeff and Clayton. Thanks, Jeff. You seem like a barrel of laughs.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
thanks,
man.
Jeff.
Yeah. Don't turn the show dark.
Hey, we got
the guys coming up, too.
Yeah, not for 15 minutes. All right. I do have something I want to bring up on the other side. On 95.7. Mm-hmm, the game.
Rid of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Trying to lose weight, but fad diets and sketchy products from online clinics aren't working? Listen up. Legit GLP-1 weight loss injections are helping millions of people get stubborn weight off. Balanced Medical Solutions only gets prescriptions from FDA-regulated U.S. pharmacies, and they provide personalized support to reach your goals. Their medical evaluation with labs to check for relevant underlying issues is only $99 and includes free follow-ups. Call now 510-679-3300 or visit balancedmedicalsolutions.com.
Individual results may vary.
When the red and gold wins, our listeners win. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune in to the Morning Roast for your chance to win a jersey. Presented by Habas Law. Because Habas Law always puts people in the best position to win.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This season, get premium tech that inspires joy from Dell Technologies. Bring projects to life with the XPS 16. It delivers supercharged processing for enhanced productivity and freedom to express yourself. Performance-class Dell PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors deliver a dedicated engine to help accelerate AI. Enjoy free shipping, Dell rewards, and expert support. When you get a Dell PC with AI, it gives back. Shop now at Dell.com/deals.
You just never know what's going to happen at 1:45 when the midday and afternoon show come together.
Holy crap, what the hell was that?
Something's coming. The blinds have officially failed.
Oh my gosh, we got action.
Even when it becomes a little testy, it always ends on a good note.
I brought cookies. Do you want one?
No.
You sound like you need
one.
Not from you.
Steiny and Carew, Willard and Dibs, all together at 1:45 each and every day, only on 95.7 The Game. Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
I would run around the studio naked.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty. Boy, this day's kind of flown by.
Because your boy is back. Guess who's back?
Tell you what, I enjoyed working with Evan.
Hey! Evan is fun to work with.
He is.
When you getting your other hip done? I'm a flayer, dude.
That's a good one. I got
I'm
you.
Reeling right now.
Reeling in the years, throwing away the time.
Sometimes I really think you think you can sing, though.
Steely Dan. You ever heard of him?
Never.
Yes, you have. Hey, 19. We can
sugar. Hey, 19 what? Right.
That's the name of the song.
Hey, 21.
That's the point. Person wasn't 21.
That's a. Why
are you reeling?
What is going on here?
Earlier, shut up, Fitz.
Hey, dude, we got to have him on too.
No, we don't.
Dude, he was.
We don't have to.
I miss him because we big time to UD when we were at the facility. We'll bring that up when we have him on. Man. I saw it all.
Just because you was show uncomfortable. Up doesn't Please. Mean I put you on the air.
Listen. So Sheed from Warriors World called me out for something I said earlier in the show. Do I not get a pass to root for the Mavericks when they don't play the Warriors because of Clay? He is not the ops. Clay is always will be a dub. Now, when I watch Dallas like you, are you telling me you don't want him to go 11-13? That's how much I love Clay.
It's not that I don't care about sports, but no, I don't care if he goes 11-13 or 1-13.
No, would you root? It's like an ex. You want her to go be happy back
Depends.
In your day?
Do I have money on the game? That Dude, dictates just, who I root for.
That's sad. And
no,
I
it's not.
That you are the degenerate.
Last
Did you
night,
play it off?
I rooted for the Warriors.
They hit.
How about this?
Portland's horrible.
How about this, Gil? I bet on the Warriors last night. Made the bet. And then game starts 6 minutes in, and I'm like, by the way, what is the line on this game?
Oh, that's why you text me.
Yeah, I bet. I didn't care. I didn't care if the line was 5, 7, or 11.
That's why you don't know when payday is.
No. No, what I know is Portland stinks.
They are.
And Chauncey Billups.
And he carries himself like they're
like a Hall of Famer?
Lucas Blazers. Like, dude, call a timeout.
Why?
What are you running? And can I put another rat on the table?
Sure.
So Keegan Murray has a twin brother. How come the twin brothers? But he's in the league, so does that count? Carter is getting the genes or traits? But I'm looking like, how come you're not good as your brother?
Well, what about LaAngelo Ball?
Dude, who had a 38-7-9 last night, but he wouldn't have helped.
You mean LaMelo?
Yeah, LaMelo.
They drafted James Wiseman.
Who looked like he got hurt last night.
He did.
Hope it ain't his Achilles.
I think he's done for the year. I don't, was it last night?
Yeah, it was last night. He turned around like somebody kicked him. Oh, boy.
Tough start to his career. Absolutely. A tough start to his career. So you're rooting. So, yeah, this is it.
No, I'm rooting for Clay.
No. Well, you know, yeah. It's fair. You're a Dallas fan. You want Clay to win a fifth ring before Steph.
Oh, stop.
That's what the text line is saying.
Now, that's stupid. Don't say that. I'm rooting
for Clay.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
Rooting for Clay unless he plays the Warriors. And Curry's rooting for him. You think he's going to sit down tonight and watch his boy play? Draymond, too. Dre said they could have traded for both. I couldn't believe that. I said, this dude is the best thing going. Imagine a lineup of Steph, Dre, PG, marketing,
right,
and who else? Just put it wicked. So, yeah. OMG.
Yeah, the team they have now is better.
Sonny, stop.
The team they have now is better than that crap. Paul George, you know he's not even hurt. He's hurt. You know that, right?
Hyperextended.
Game one, 4-year deal, hurt. No, but he went to Philly to win a title because that's what he cares about.
Oh, man.
What else you want to know about the NBA?
Wimby. Dude, I can't wait.
For what?
His game tonight. They play tonight, man. Chris Paul. All the former Warriors I got love for. 1-0, baby. What are we watching tomorrow night? That's the question. Find that out.
Utah?
It's payday.
Probably a 6 o'clock start.
Yep. Payday. Let's do it.
Yeah. Will you pay?
It's payday.
Hey, Evan got me yesterday.
Oh, Evan. Boy, how much was it?
It was not cheap.
Over 40?
About that.
That's my limit. That's my
cap. Yeah, we know. It's usually not even that high.
Carter, he's making this. Taking your boy out to be cheap, just laughing. Wow. So what did you guys talk about real quick on the changeover the last 2 days? Because I was in the bed.
Little Warriors yesterday, I believe.
Oh, no, well, Niners, Dallas? What's it got?
Okay, so the last two crossovers. You know, it was me and Evan.
Yeah.
And then
Willard and Ian.
They came in. It felt a little icy.
Oh, boy. I wish I could go back and dial it up.
Felt a little icy.
See what happens when I'm not here?
Yeah.
I know how to bring them together.
Yeah. And I know how to pit them against each other.
So you just laid out, it sounds like, you and Evan.
For a while.
Yeah. So you going to get a haircut, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to get this growth off my face.
You are so weird, man.
No, it's called vein. But I broke out when I got sick. I need to get it out.
Yeah, that's why.
You go do it yourself. You don't let your look at Willard. You don't let your fingers touch your face. That's not good.
I've never heard of somebody doing what you're about to do today.
It's called an abstraction. When you get a facial, they do it, and you have them, but you can't see it.
An abstraction or an extraction?
Extraction. Yeah, thank you. But abstract
you
is
think
the thing
if it's
you
an
get
an
a DMV.
Abstraction, they might not get the right one.
You go to court. But yeah, let me see. Yeah, you got some stuff you probably like your
They're
nose.
Age spots.
I'm not, you don't have any spots.
No, you get older, your face gets all craggy. It's just, it's getting hard.
Well, you look good.
I was going to say, getting hard's old, but getting old is hard. There you go, Carter. Cut that.
He's not even listening. No, he don't do that sophomoric stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's grown.
Then he might want to find another place to work, too. We'll get Trent in here, the 11-year-old. I got Carter in fantasy this week. He's 6-1.
Dude, I'm 4-3. You fell off. What happened?
And this is vintage you.
I was out.
See, the difference between you and me is when I'm 4-1, I don't think I'm a champion. Dude. When I'm 4-3, I don't think I'm a bottom
feeder. Haven't heard you say the F word in all fantasy since you took a couple L's. What happened? Evan pulled that out the night I got sick.
I made a big mistake. It was a coaching mistake.
What? Tell me what it was.
I played a kicker that got waived on Tuesday of the week. Some guy named Narvison.
So what'd you lose by?
Like 9.
Oh, yeah, you're on the hot seat. You're McCarthy.
I got your boy this week.
You got my boy.
Your kicker.
Oh, Aubrey.
He got picked for the jury.
Yeah, he got jury duty, but he'll be at the game.
I heard he got picked for the jury.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, he got picked.
You don't have to show up.
You don't have to go on the weekend, so he'll be here to go back.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I would have told him how to get out of jury duty. That's the easiest thing in the book.
Well, who's Zuerlein kicking for these days?
Greg Zuerlein. I want to say Denver, Seattle. I'm going to AFC West.
He was getting, he kicked for the Cowboys, right? Zuerlein?
A while ago.
Yeah. For a while ago. Yeah.
I want to say the Jets, but I'm going to look it up.
I think you're right. Maybe I'll get another kicker.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers eating his boogers, saying he didn't?
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. You missed me.
All right. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.